The end. Nowhere on the street, not a person on the street or the twisted flesh of the city. The songs bewildered at the machinery. Whitman's people speared on their picket fences, watchful for the fat flicker of monotonous incident, crowding the alive desire from their eyes. Is it pain of what they've done, which makes the park a refuge for their flesh? Or have magical witches in their dark frightened them to togetherness? Temptations of a screen are dull to you and me, but the grandmother, sitting on her bench, recalls her 70 years of stench with fear of death. The cold, uncertain hands of painted daughters, passionately waiting to be forgotten, jewel their eyes and bead their throats for the painted ties of the breathing lie. Banks collect and pass along the base intent of festered dust. Workers forget their joy, and children the color of their skin. Even the yearning for wisdom without sin, with a square of paper, goes blind and dull, drops to dust, and with a gust of factory air, assumes the ancient peon stare. I never quite believed the hunger of the motors, of faces which kept my eyes staring into the imitation dark of this haunted city's night. Hysteria of money or community has not, will never clutch how Goya was alive within a world he could not bless, or why I hurried to a room and closed the door against the hugest vault they have not yet completed. I've done the venture of this century, and happened on more than that. I've walked the right angles of these streets till they meet in one cliché of exponent. No single heart, washed and pure, resumes when it has dwelt with children's wrath as king. When opera stars sing in nightclubs and quiet men sit and stare, the squirming of impatient flesh destroys the dare. Valhalla is not a vision of screams and shrieks, and no derision of vultured flesh can scare a heavy heart to suicide or from its traveling there. The life-giving habits stay where they shall always be, and he is not alone in the loneliest of places. Here is what is meant. Sometimes a ring can be more beautiful than a whole museum, or a man becomes the conscience of his race, or marks his years with silence, so none may know without becoming him why he came. Here is the command. There are no knights to make their old hold to the rooms they guessed would be their fate. The Catholics blessed our guilty hearts that we might sever fingernails before a domesticated cross. Of course, sacred signs to halt each gift that can't be thrust to helpless hands. Observe, even lust becomes a fetal child, afraid of morning light when the fist fight of the subways drags the unrepentant face to Macometer's incidental bit part of boom. The child is found but cannot find. The child is sought but cannot see. No ceremony survives to discharge the violence of the ordered cry that told the beginning death is so, and we might never know the fortunate uncertainty of a steady hand. A work eye hits his blind head upon a floor, must forgive what he was given, for we must live as if nothing had been given. From New Jersey, the city becomes an altar awash with sacrificial blood, tortured by a rite it can't disclaim. Can it sever the last umbilical of space and time? When quiet old ladies bundle up and zigzag slowly onto Fifth, a tune is on their lips of long ago. The mirth of dead husbands rejoice these minds. They think it right that they should live with memory as companion, and never guess why emblems of wild hands surround them on their walk. Buy and sell come hoarse and short from delicate machines and striped pants. Screech of aboriginal man, cornered by the flywheel of a watch. Compression to uttermost. Distorted, disputed hate. Disguised, unused hate. No harmonics but hate. No counterpoint but hate. Hate, the ape terror of the bottom branch, the looking to the leafy top, the hunger to be left alone to scream. kitchens of the rich, filthy with the remains of dignified debauch. Sherry bottles inherited by the slum. Mad-filled eyes of the middle age, you with the fundamentals of a stolen life. An orgy of simian hands clutching the bargains of terror. Harlem is El Dorado with no Northwest Passage, but Northwest all the same. The Negroes writhe under their black skins till they're shouting away their tum-tums and the never-to-be-rectified crime of their usurpation of being torn as living gold from the land that held the secret. Their tears of thunder washing away the stigmata they could not hide, awaking to the blue sky calling. O wild Shakespearean angle men, O broken bodies, seed of our spiritual death born into us, must we always be ashamed? Must we always unsee the wonder of a simple looking glass? The night blessing mother withholds the answer. She knows no answer but the harmony of blood that made her son. Buy and sell mummify the sun's eye. The neon night ignites his face of dust as he argues with green paper of their pleasure. In Bryant Park, these families of the dead picket hot dogs with strange mouths. Do they know desire is needed to be a lifelong longing for the inconceivable, for the flashing of a stranger, for respite from immeasurable millenniums of pain, culminating in the never-to-be-heard boom? Among the many broken vows I swear they've made, I place this culminative truth, not the semi-final walks along the pavement, not delicatessens, brim labels, tins, and bottled beer, not laments from doorways, not even the dead fear of tomorrow's blast can embarrass a stranger from my body. Nor can the garment girls escape the strong bodies they hardly understand, nor the elegant, delicate men the rich farce of being mortal and well-fed. Not even the island can avoid what it must embrace. Who can cover a pair of nervous hands or shatter fingers grim upon scavenging? Who must incinerate the crew, char the geometric death, fling it in the sea, make clocks stop dividing stupidity, become silent? Dante, beyond life, does not speak to Beatrice. Timon tore Shakespeare from his joy. Freud, a child, knew the toy he'd found had separate hearts bound to a single blood. What other chance will man accept to execute a death on everlasting life? Is it possible to say, I've had it all, turn away from the eventual firing squad and run the panic of seclusion? No, the subway disturbs the cold night, the orange stands refuse entrance, the desperate tuning up of lives that do not give themselves a chance, and the $100,000 billion proclaim all is vain that does not compromise with lie. The Puritan innocence divines depravity depraved, obscenity obscene, and the stranger will not come. Whatever can be done, the sullen pain of temporal destiny, the vile murder, rebirth upon rebirth, the ash and blood appearing again, again, the space, speed, time, hunger and feast, spilling our atoms into dust, building higher even as we end to come again, born bright as desert flowers from seeming nothing. And each attrition marks the huge cavern and phallus of blood with new symbols of cosmographic love. The marks are on the city, the womb of birth and death to us, who mark most vividly the birth and death of everything. Exile us to our final selves, find our death to claim our climactic birth. Before, stranger, these words fail, the city fails, and we do not last. And we do not continue. Rain, heat, diamonds flung on thin fingers, the superfluous boats pretending to unload on piers, the sailors' envy, days and skies never used, no speech direct from virgin thought, strangled, a heap of common bones and blood battered there, by work and sex, food and beer, lost without sign or directive sent. All said before, and to be said again, night alone comes for day but God's defeat. Repeat, silence without mind or flesh, furtive fingers tugging at the crotch of their dream, the mind born without a thing to do, the capital of man, solitary, starving amid the scrubbed molasses of greed. Rain falls, stars shine, universe remains idea, belief, a bunch of pencils and a dime, world crying out for a dime, and pity. Whatever can be done. Blood resolves to fight and live, mouth pressing another mouth retreats. Hope is never found which anticipation bred. Never finding words will the explanation help. No practice, habit, or devotion will make those unknown, unresponsive skies upon skies open their one interior. Not every stone of the island reared in reverence, bred of pain to our climax beyond our own conception, can make us regain an angel. Silence no dream of man can kill. Torn, screaming on the rim of ascension, torn from the black flower of the gaping hole to unbearable eyes, to never to be touched on. Crucifixion, the pneumatic drill, the fistfight hell of the saloons, the bare bulb sex, the refusal at every corner, the shadows on the lighted screen, Manhattan, filled with caverns and knives, filled with the cheated and the dumb, the dark beauty, the fine thought. Ferry boats, heavy saucers, shuttling the stunned blood to and fro, rocking to sleep the unbearable crime of our being here at all. But those who rock with nightmare, or lay their naked bellies on a kitchen floor, sobbing consummation of the hurt, those with the brain of a disguised minotaur and remembered heart of Jesus, dissolve this labyrinth. Upon them the scars heal, disappear, and a stranger in silence enters. In them, the flux of lie, the moving fault, the explosion and disappearance can never be, and the untranslatable symbols of who we are remain. In them, in the healed Adam, the huge wonder of penis and womb, brooding unbearably dissolving ecstasy, changes to miracle, an oblivion of miracle, and the caverns and towers cease to divide, unite, and the climax is forever. Stranger, arrive. None are in the apex of your sign or sight. Not a breadcrumb fills your pocket, or rocket hurt your night. No blood shall have the acre of fall you have made, which does not rise from falling. Stranger, arrive in the hurt of us which carries you, for we love you hurt, which carries the stranger, which makes evident the stranger. Who is the stranger? And beyond this parable, the stranger.